I was in the lobby of the hotel and I noticed there was a load of panic. People started running and I remember I looked to the receptionist and I said, what's going on? I thought maybe a fist fight had broken out. The next thing I heard, two loud gunshots from outside coming into the hotel, at which point two men who I thought were Garda officers, turns out now they were actually just dressed up in Garda uniform, came in with guns, and one of them ran into the restaurant in front of us. The other one turned around to where I was, and a guy running through the lobby shot him in the leg. At that point, I jumped over the reception desk. I think I smashed the vase on my way. And then the gunman came over the reception, looked down at me, pointed the gun at me, and I shouted. I was shouting before he even came over, don't shoot, don't shoot. He said something to me, but I don't know what he even said. I can't remember at this point. I just know I've never felt terror like it. I was really, really scared. And then after that, it was just silence. I lay there for a while. And then I went on round behind reception because I knew the receptionist had gone somewhere. So I found him in a back room and I hid there for about an hour. I'm outside here now and there's still a massive, massive security operation going on. There's Garda everywhere. So it's pretty terrifying stuff.
What happened to the man that you saw being shot in the leg?
The man that I saw being shot in the leg is the man that is now dead. It was no more than 6 foot from me. The gunshots I heard after I jumped over the receptionist desk were probably the gunshots that finished him off from the gunman. And that gunman, same gunman, then looked over at me and pointed the gun at me before telling me, I think he said, get up or go away or something like that.
What was happening at that same time that you were going through that terrifying experience? What were other people doing?
By the time I jumped over the reception desk, almost everyone else had scarpered out of the lobby. Some people ran. The initial run of people all ran towards the exit, but the gunmen came in through the exit, so I don't know what happened there. Some ran towards the restaurant where the gunmen then went in. To be honest, I can't really remember the exact details of everything else. I just remember that one guy ran through the lobby when it was only me and him in the lobby.
Did you see their weapons? Did you get a close look at their weapons?
Big massive guns is the only thing I can describe them as. Garda have told me since that they were AK-47 rifles.
Have you any idea, in the midst of all the mayhem, how many shots were fired?
I heard two or three outside, and then when they came inside, I heard at least three more.
Did they say anything?
Didn't say anything. No, the only actual words I heard them say were to me when he was looking down at me, and I think he said, get up or go away, or something like that.
And what's happening there now? You've been spoken to by Garda, have you?
I have. I've been interviewed by Garda for almost an hour. Right now, there's police everywhere. No one's quite too certain what's going on. It's just police everywhere. No one will really tell us anything. I'm outside the hotel standing in the car park right now.
And what's going through your mind as you think back on this?
It was just so surreal. It happened so quickly. And I remember thinking to myself, and it's weird how much can go through your head in like a split second. But after he shot the guy, he just turned and shot him without even taking time to see who he was. And I remember thinking, can that be Garda? Why would Garda police officer shoot so indiscriminately? Because he just turned and shot him. And then I remember the utter terror, because I was thinking, if he just shot him without looking, he's going to shoot me.
Did you know the people that were shot? Did you recognise them?
No, I didn't know them. No.
But your thoughts must be with them and their families now.
Absolutely. I mean, there's one person dead and I think at least two more injured here. And I mean, it's just tragic. There's people coming for a sporting event, you know, away into a big boxing night. That there was obviously a lot of hype about. What I do know is the guy who was the main event in the boxing, Jamie Kavanagh, who's fighting for, I think, a European title. He was there at the weigh-in. His father was shot dead, I think, about half a mile from here in the last couple of years as well. So, I mean, thoughts with him too. Obviously, it's going to bring back lots of painful memories for him.
As you said, it feels surreal even now.
So surreal. It just happened so quickly. I think this is happening right in front of me. I mean, Mama shot dead 6 feet away from me. It's just, you know, it's hard to kind of gather your thoughts right now.